Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. My name's Andrew Filippone. I'm going to have my nipples pierced in a public place in 8 days. Chris Muller's across from me. This is the summer of Malzy, where everything that can come up Malzy has come up Malzy. With Donnie Football producing, just a regular guy, blue collar all the way through, a Greensburg man. So blue collar, he'll be partying on a yacht in Naples in a few days.
I'm going to feel very out of place.
Do we think the summer of Malzy has like any extension into fall and winter even?
Well, maybe it's a Native American summer, as it's been
just
called.
Just keep going? I mean, so is it possible?
Are you aware of that term?
Oh, I am.
I cleaned it up.
Yeah. No, I
don't know if you can still call it what we used to call it. Can you still say you're sitting Native American style?
No, this is going to make so many people listening mad, but no.
Gone
now
woke.
Now they say crisscross applesauce.
Yeah.
And that is what I've found myself just defaulting to, because that's all you hear. But I just want to, you know what it is with the Summer of Malzy stuff and Donnie, the endorsements right out of the pores. You just want to ride that wave for as long as you can, because you never know when it's going to crest
and
break.
You don't want to buy wake right now to break up that momentum.
We're on a roll. We're clipping here. Let's keep the games coming.
All right. I wanted to start with that comment from Tomlin, because I do think it's one of the strangest things I've ever heard him say. You lose, on his side of the ball especially, in embarrassing fashion against Cincinnati. And he volunteered today how... his team busted its tail and fought their asses off in the game, and said a couple of things that just make no sense to me. The way they fought in less than ideal circumstances. Can someone explain to me what the less than ideal circumstances of that game were? Less than ideal circumstances in Cincinnati are when your best player suffers a traumatic neck injury, everyone is sick to their stomach having watched it, and you go out, and to his team's credit that night, you make up a 17-point deficit and you come back and win the game. That is powering through in less than ideal circumstances in Cincinnati. Your quarterback gets injured, hurts his shoulder, has beer bottles and beer cans thrown at him as he leaves the field. He has to come back because your other quarterback stinks so much. He makes a play, a linebacker does something dumb, a cornerback does something dumb, and your all-time great kicker makes a field goal as time expires to win a playoff game. That's winning in less than ideal circumstances in Cincinnati. Playing the game on a short week, if that's what he meant by that, I wish there was a follow-up. That is not less than ideal circumstances, Chris, first of all. The other thing is, and this is probably even worse, you want to talk about woke, the all-time participation trophy award is when he said, I want to give our defense credit for the one stop we got in the fourth quarter. What is he talking about? The one stop? Bro, When your defense needed a stop after the great Freiermuth touchdown, you couldn't even cover their best receiver. Why is he talking about this team, and especially his defense, like my neighbor Howie when he comes home from his daughter's softball tournament, and he's like, guess what? Nobody picked their nose during the game today. I was happy that nobody out there was playing with grass in the outfield and forgot how many outs there were. That's how he's talking about his team after a game like that. Is this another moment where I'm like freaking out because I'm reacting to a game where I have to get my nipples pierced? Or do you guys agree with me that that's just completely crap from him to say those things?
I think him saying less than ideal circumstances, I dead seriously believe this is having to play Joe Flacco and not having to play Jake Browning, first off. Pony, do not confuse me trying to guess what he means as me defending it, because it's not. And then I think the rest of it is strictly ego. My defense got torched. My defense was hemorrhaging yards and points at all times, especially after the first quarter. I'm going to deflect and actually try to spin this around because I'm the one who has the most egg on my face and the side of the ball I am supposed to be the best at, and specifically the positional subgroup that is my ultra area of expertise, defensive backfield, look the worst. I think it's Mike Tomlin saying, whoa, we're not blaming me for this one. We're going to look for that silver lining around the dark cloud that hovered over in Cincinnati. I think it was very much an abdication of responsibility in so many words.
I want to give my defense credit for the one stop it got in the fourth quarter. Did you hear that, Donnie? That's one of the saddest, sorriest statements I've ever heard from him.
Players were harder on themselves after the game than he was on them just now.
Yeah, that's a really weird one to me. And he has a defense where guys have been around now for a minute. It's not like they're all a bunch of rookies, and maybe it's a way to, like, I don't know, lessen the blow of them into the league. Those guys know they sucked.
If he said, I thought the offense played well, they got let down by our defense, I want to give that side of the ball some props. Okay.
I want to give our offense credit for fighting back late and giving us a chance to actually win the game and take a late lead. I want to give Aaron Rodgers credit for, you know, I want to give the offensive line credit for giving Aaron Rodgers time to throw, or I want to give Jalen Warren credit or Pat Freiermuth credit for keeping his head up when he wasn't a big part of the offense.
They won a game with less than ideal circumstances. One of the best quarterbacks in the league is unavailable. They played a guy who had been there for 5 seconds and their best defensive player was out. If the Steelers didn't have T.J. Watt and Aaron Rodgers...
And they also were down 10-0
right,
early in the game at home.
If the Steelers didn't played Mason Rudolph at quarterback and didn't have Watt, and they went there and they lost a game by 2 points, and Tomlin said this, I probably still wouldn't love it, but I'd understand it more. Less than ideal circumstances. What a moment like this does for me, this is how I tweeted this, crystallizes this for me. I want to know if you guys have at various times, I know you felt this way, Chris, and I know you have, Donnie, but it comes back to me after hearing him talk again today. It just, once again, makes me feel like 19 years with one team is way too long, man. It's way too long. And he's overall had a good career as Steelers coach. Donnie said he'll probably wear a nice jacket in Canton one day and have a bust of his smiling face. Probably all true based on what the standards are for coaches who go into the Hall of Fame. But I've just heard his rhetoric. I've heard his Tomlinisms. I've heard his excuse making. I've heard his rationalizations. I've heard his justifications, the way that he says it and spins it for too long without the results. And maybe Steelers fans want to call in and say, well, we could be the Jets, we could be the Browns, we could be the Titans, we could be those teams. Fine, we have an open forum for that. You can do it. You can say, I'm being too hard on the coach, if you want, at 412-928-9370. But when I basically hear him give his team a participation trophy and a blue ribbon for losing a game in Cincinnati on Thursday, my blood starts boiling.
He answers to no one. That's the first thing. The owner repeatedly acts like he's privileged as an owner to have Mike as his head coach. He, I think, Mike does, generally has contempt for the kind of questions he's required to field from local media week after week.
Fair enough, but that was not an answer to a question. He volunteered that in his opening cell, though.
And I do think there is a level of defiance and pride in what he does where he would probably look at all the people on the outside and say, you don't know what it's like, you've never coached. Unless you're somebody who's a former player, which maybe he'd give them a little more grace, you've never played.
Why? He gets along with Stephen A. Smith fine. What the hell has he done?
Well, Stephen A. Smith is a national media member. That's different.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
We're 4-2. That was a road game in the AFC North. Go look at the other teams in the AFC North. When they play Thursday night road games, they don't win either. That's football. These are the things, the hobby horses, that he does fall back on. And you actually crystallized. You said, I've felt this way before. This has probably been the most defining characteristic of how I feel about Tomlin's tenure, probably the last 2-3 years, I would say. I'm just so ready for anything different, even if it's bad different. Even I say this hesitantly, I don't think I want Woody Johnson and the Jets different right now.
Right.
But like, if they were a 2-4 team right now that was trying to do something new or was breaking in a new quarterback with a new coach, and it maybe wasn't going well at the start, I'm sure I'd be moaning and groaning and grousing about it, but when you've seen the same thing for basically the entire time we've been on the air at this station, at least the last decade or thereabouts,
yeah,
it just starts to get old and stale. And that's just hearing him talk like this and completely abdicate his responsibility, his side of the ball's responsibility, feels stale.
Donnie, did you think what you watched in the wild card playoff game is one of the most embarrassing defensive performances by the Steelers you've ever seen? Giving up 299 rushing yards to Baltimore, having Kirk Herbstreit go on the air and saying it doesn't even look like this team is trying.
Yeah, I mean, that one's especially bad because you get that comment from Herbie, and when you lose a game the way they did, it's like the other team just like took your will from you.
Right, that's the running game part of it. Well, in this game, the running back for Cincinnati was better than Derrick Henry. He averaged 9.8 yards per carry. The Bengals scored more points, 33 versus 28 by Baltimore. And oh, by the way, the 407 yards of offense the Bengals put on you.
470.
470, thank you. Dyslexia. 470 yards of offense was more than Baltimore had. In every way, what Cincinnati did on Thursday was worse than what the Ravens did to you at your lowest point. And I've got to listen to a coach get up there and say, we made one stop on defense in the fourth quarter, and we fought our tails off in less than ideal circumstances? I mean, look, I'm not head coach of the Steelers. It's not my job to figure out what the messaging is for the media and for fans, but it certainly wouldn't be that. It wouldn't be, well, hey, we played a good game. You know, we played hard. And we didn't make a lot of him saying last week that he was annoyed by the media. You know why? Because they were on a winning streak. They were in first place. But you know what? I get awfully annoyed by him. I get very annoyed by the way his defense, which is getting paid more money than any defense in the league, comes up short and comes up small so often. But hey, they did have that one stop on defense in the fourth quarter, Chris, which apparently was like, I don't know, their version of what are the most epic goal line stands in NFL history? The Ice Bowl, Cowboys and Packers for him.
Well,
is what that was like.
Did score there?
They did, actually. My bad. Oops. Anything else stand out from NFL history?
The
Patriots-Seahawks Super Bowl.
How about the Ravens winning the 2012 Super Bowl by holding
firm? There you
go.
Yep.
It was bizarre. It again, smacked to me of the single worst group on the field in that game was the group he should, in theory, be the closest working with, the DBs.
Yeah, and
he minimized anything that happened to them
and
that
was
negative.
If people think we're being too tough on Tomlin or don't want to talk about it, we can move on. But I'm going to put the phone number out there and at least give you a shot at 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Here's Dave in Ford City. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Dave.
We're agitated,
good,
Dave.
Good. Oh, wait a second. I'm going to add to that fire. Okay. You can't be mad at Tomlin. He's making $13 million a year.
He's making way more.
Yeah, for doing what? Nothing. So it's the Rooneys. It's the Rooneys. But if you got a job making that much money every year and all you had to do is show up half the time, he's an idiot. We all know he's an idiot. He should have been gone 10 years ago, right? Now, the second thing is a high school coach would have made changes at halftime to stop those two receivers. A high school coach would have stopped those two guys. But Tomlin never did it. He's the man on defense. Remember that?
Of course. And thanks, Dave. The people that were in the press box that could watch the substitutions being made and the defensive formations and schematics from high above. Kabali came in here and said, I watched it. I didn't fall asleep like I did at that press conference. I watched the entire game, and they didn't change a single thing in the second half. Not one.
Well, that was because they were losing so often on first down, according to Mike. And if you can just get them behind schedule, then you can do whatever
you need
to do.
That's another thing he was weird about. He said exactly what you said. And then I think Benz, who he obviously doesn't like, asked a follow-up question about like the run defense. And he got defensive and said, well, they really only had two long runs against us. Okay, which one is it, Mike? If it was only two long runs and you really were able to play well against the run the rest of the game, why did you get so paranoid about it and try so hard to defend it?
Chase Brown only had 11 carries, so that's basically saying 20% of his carries were long runs. That's like the guy who ran for 522, the team saying, well, he only had seven long runs. They accounted for 399 yards, but he only had seven.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I was really appreciative of the effort. I thought the guys fought their tails off, man. We made some plays, certainly, on offense. Thought we had a necessary stop on defense there with about 5 or 6 minutes to go in the game to give us another shot at it. You know, just as a collective, man, I thought they fought, particularly in less than ideal circumstances, but certainly we came up short, and there's some lessons to be learned from that.
I can't get over that comment from Tomlin. We got a necessary stop on defense with 5 minutes left. Let's give the guys a nice round of applause for that. They didn't punt the entire second quarter and third quarter. And then when the game was on the line, we couldn't get out of our own way, and it was Three Stooges with Patrick Queen in our corners trying to find Ja'Marr Chase. But hey, before that happened, it's like at an award show when you remember, you know, those that we've lost and memorialize them, and mm-hmm. they put that music underneath it. Let's remember together.
In memoriam.
That stop with 5 minutes to go in the game.
Do you disagree with me, I guess, that it's just him refusing to take responsibility because saying our defense got cooked, we just got buried by them?
He knows that's a reflection of him, right. And he knows that that means he's blaming himself, and he doesn't want to do that.
Right.
You're right.
Okay, so I just want to make sure back to what I said, on drugs here.
There's a certain amount of sensitivity right now about Tomlin criticism, which is making me probably lean into this even more, where our radio station seems to be in hot water because we criticize Mike too much, and people that usually ask hard questions to Mike at the press conference weren't there today, which I thought was disappointing. I couldn't believe Cabali didn't ask a question. To me, Mark is like the face of the Steelers beat. And I just was surprised that unless he had a family emergency or something, in which case I'm going to feel like an a-hole. And he wasn't there. And I guess that's possible. And I probably should have texted him and asked him that question. But there's to me a lot of like moments for I was going to say interrogation, but critical questions.
There's a lot
for
of stuff
Tomlin
that happened in that game that could be, and some of it was asked. I mean, but like it was asked in a way that he could talk around it a little bit. You know what?
I gave you one. What were less than ideal circumstances? Well, yes. What is he talking about? The fact that it was a quick turnaround, or what you said? The fact that he's still pissed off that the Browns traded Joe Flacco to the Bengals, and damn it, I thought I was going to get an easier game here, and they screwed us.
Well, he absolutely
They ripped
thinks,
us off.
He absolutely thinks that. Even when he got asked what I thought was pretty much a direct question, and it was hard to hear Jeff Hathorn ask the question, but it was just about Joey Porter Jr. having a rough day.
Oh, we'll get to that.
I mean,
we'll get to that.
I won't give it away for people that didn't hear it, maybe, but like he just gave an answer that just reeked of, it ain't our fault.
Yep, and isn't that a song?
Well, that was what, it ain't my fault.
Did Something. I do that? It ain't my fault.
I think it is. Think
Donnie,
it
who sings that? ZZ Top?
I'm not familiar
I think
with
that was off of Bob Seger's.
Jackson Brown?
Bob goes R&B. Bob goes hip hop.
Maybe Mike was just listening to a little Turn the Page.
Oh. I was trying to think if Bob Seger had
Wrong.
A song.
He was not ready to turn the page. He wanted to reflect and think about how proud he was of the way his team played in that game.
I was frankly just impressed about the way the Bengals made their night moves on Thursday.
Here is
our defense was not like a rock.
Well, it was that one stop that one, in the fourth quarter.
Except for that one time, which I would like to focus on exclusively.
Here is Johnny in Cranberry. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, guys. I thought one of you guys was trolling the bed of music just now with David Bowie's We Could Be Heroes.
Yeah,
just maybe. Now coming back from break. Nicely done. So when you guys first played that voiceover from today's press conference, I thought you guys were doing some clever, anecdotal, sarcastic, witty thing from an old news conference. And then I realized, I'm like, there's no way that could have been today.
No, it was.
And I was, I was doing the same math you guys were going, saying, what was this? You know, what was these, crazy circumstances that they were placed under? I was doing the same math, and the only thing I could come up with is what Multi came up with, is 5 days after this game occurred, that he finally said, or his PR people said, we're not owning up to any of it. We're just going to do deflection. Just pure deflection and denial. That's the only excuse that he could come up with for those statements. I mean, that's the only thing I can come up with.
I think you got to know which... He's around his team. He's won games. He's never had a losing season, blah, 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 blah. So he knows how to message things to them. He also gives either the same message or a different message to the media or fans. And I think the optics, in my opinion, of pretty much coming out and saying, we played a hell of a game in Cincinnati on Sunday or Thursday. I don't want to lose sight of that. These guys played so hard.
They didn't. They didn't. They might have played hard. They might have tried their best.
They
didn't
play
well. They didn't play smart, and they didn't play well. He didn't. He might have coached as hard as he could. He didn't coach smart, and he didn't coach well. Like if you were giving what I would call not pass fail, but if you were giving actual A's out to Steelers players from that game, No one from the defense is getting one.
No.
I don't even know if there's a player outside of who Jalen Warren would get one.
You know what's less, Pat? You know what's less than ideal circumstances on defense? You're down five or six starters. You fight to the bitter end. You get a stop. You know, you lose a game in overtime or something. You know, okay.
They were basically down Nick Herbig because Mike didn't want to play him.
Yeah, is that the less than ideal circumstances he's talking about? Self-created problems, digging your own hole and then attempting to dig climb out of it. Here's Emmanuel in Carnegie. Hello, Emmanuel.
I don't know why you're so upset, Pony. This is the man that you praised for, you know, being in one score games, and look what happened. We barely got by the Jets and barely squeaked by the Vikings, but this is the man you put on the pedestal. But the less than ideal circumstances was the fact that we were on a short week. The record speaks for itself. This is Tomlin. This is what he does. He's 2-10 and on Thursday games. This is what he does. And the fact that he said that we need to think quickly on our feet means that they were not able to really make adjustments.
I have a question about that short week thing, because I'm tempted to say you're right, Emmanuel. That's what he's referring to. If they had lost this exact same way, everything's the same except Jake Browning is the quarterback and not Flacco, do you really think he'd have come out and said it was less than ideal circumstances?
I think if it was Jake Browning or Joe Burrow or Joe Starkey, it doesn't really matter. The fact of the matter was, our defense was not prepared to have a plan B. They thought they could shut down the run.
Did you see that stop in the fourth quarter they got, Emmanuel?
It was pretty cool.
The worst defensive performance since New England back in 2013.
Jeez. Wow. Didn't they give up 50 points in
55,
that game?
55.
55. Thank you. Yeah. But they did fight their tails off.
Just humor me.
You want to talk about tone deaf, man.
Does he think his team needs like a pick-me-up publicly?
Well, then give that to them behind closed doors.
Does he think they need it publicly, too? I don't know.
They shouldn't, Chris. They're a $160 million unit made up of veterans. They're not like greenhorn players that are unaccustomed to media and fan criticism. They're all wily vets. Cam Hayward's been playing football since the 1980s.
That was what I said to start the show, is that a lot of his big-name veteran leaders were way more upfront about what happened to them and what they weren't good at.
Yeah, Ramsey went off on himself.
Cam Hayward said they bleeping sucked.
Yep, sure did. Here's Vinny in Columbus. Hello, Vin.
Hey, guys. The thing that annoys me is just, like, the blind spot he has in the secondary. I mean, he's always been revered. Well, I wouldn't say revered, but the stuff he did in Tampa Bay. But he just doesn't have a good track record at, like, acquiring defensive backs.
Well, hit drafting corners especially. Thanks for the call. I mean, Joey Porter Jr. was supposed to be his one success story. I guess the other one would be William Gay, which was a nice late-round pick.
But he hasn't drafted a guy early at that position or on the early side of things, day one or day two. He hasn't been part of a team that's drafted a guy who's really lived up to expectations. Porter's been hugely disappointing. Hugely.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I am not a grass expert. I hadn't cut my grass in a long, long time. I coach football. I'm going to stay in my lane. I don't even know who cuts my grass. Okay.
Football Talk on the Fan is brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. PM team, Tomlinism of the week. Mike Tomlin saying, I don't even know who cuts my grass. I do not cut my own grass. I am a blue collar guy who believes in supporting small business landscaping companies, real hardworking Americans, the backbone of our country. But I know the guy who cuts my grass. I forge a relationship, a friendship with those men. His name is Fred. And once I sent another Fred in another state payment for his services on Venmo when he was on PayPal. And I thought I paid him, but I didn't. And then I had to jump through hoops to get in touch with a guy in New York who had been compensated hundreds of dollars for a job he didn't do.
That ever resolve itself?
It did.
Okay,
good. I got the money back finally.
Good.
Yeah. How did you know about that? Oh, yeah, I told you.
Yeah, you told that story.
Not on the air, but I told you off
no,
the air.
No, you told me off
and
the air.
And you guys kind of made fun of me for it.
We did, but we noticed we kept it private, as things off the air are supposed to be.
Well, because the other thing with Venmo is that usually if it's
somebody,
if it's going somewhere that it doesn't recognize, it'll ask you
put
like,
the last four of the phone number in.
Yeah.
So it'll fail
it'll
safe.
Take you like a 2 or 3 step process.
Now,
to
I should have known something was up. Fred, who cuts my grass, is a great guy. He is not a man who wears a cowboy hat. And the guy I sent the money to in his picture on Venmo was wearing a cowboy hat.
I mean, just a horrible job
not
by
Dallas
you.
Cowboys, like an actual
no,
Mel
like
Blunt
an actual...
style cowboy hat. Yeah.
I just am amazed by that.
And they
had
different skin colors.
Man, you are dumb. About that stuff. That Donnie, this goes back to my newest working theory. 90 to 95% of his very prolific brain is focused on all things sports. And like,
but Tomlin's worse than me. I mean, to not even know who cuts his grass. Take pride over your grass, man. You're
isn't
a homeowner.
That all, isn't that all a thing designed to say, like, look how psychotic I am about football? I can't even be bothered to find out who cuts my grass because I've probably never seen him because I'm never home because I'm always studying tape.
I don't care what your job is. High profile lawyer, brain surgeon, football coach. Take pride in your lawn and know who does it and knows what and know what they're putting into it, how they're cutting it, how they're feeding it, how they're aerating it, all of those things.
Do you know who? I know who cuts
Bad
my
job.
Lawn.
You.
Yeah, I look in the mirror and I see that guy every day.
And then occasionally, maybe once a year, you'll send out a tweet that says, man, there's nothing better than that beer after you cut the grass. It's a top 5 beer.
I just sent
Tell
out,
me I'm wrong.
No, some would say like Brian Batko, who operates a riding mower,
Some would say that the beer on the riding
mower. Having a big enough house to do that.
No, it's a yard.
Are you able to get a DUI doing that?
I don't know. That's a good question. But like, I don't think
if you're off property, yes, of course.
So Brian is, I would assume, one Coors Light, let's say, is not going to get Brian wasted. I think you'd have to drink a heavy amount of beer there.
Oh, he can hold his booze.
Okay.
Yeah, he can.
And he also would want to cut good lines, so I don't think you'd have to like necessarily worry about that. But you can absolutely get like a DUI on a lawn tractor if you're riding on the side of a road. I've seen stories like
that. You can't
get
a DUI on a horse because the horse is the driver and not you. Because the horse has a brain.
You can get one on a bike and everything else.
Correct.
Any vehicle bike, where you are operating
scooter.
It.
Yeah.
So what if you had a gigantic dog and you were a small person, like a huge-ass Great Dane?
That you rode?
And you were like an 80-pound woman and you were drunk.
No, you'd be fine.
So just like your dog is giving you a ride?
The Amish got it made, man.
The Amish.
Horse and buggy.
They got that horse
Norm
and buggy.
Are you Norm McDonald reincarnated?
They have a few pops. You hit that thing
they
and say,
drink.
Giddy up, and you're good to go.
They don't drink unless it's Rum Springer.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
But they're in the city using technology. That's the whole point of that, is that they test out English life, as they
you
would
still
call
don't
it.
Think they find the life hacker loophole that says, no. I can still use my horses to go out and have a good time and not get a DUI?
Maybe, I guess, maybe. By the way, I did send one of those tweets that annoys you about the lawn. I knew what the forecast for Sunday was. I knew the rain was coming midday. I said, honey, I got to get out there and do this. Got that grass cut within an hour. Here comes a pouring rain, and you feel unbelievable about it.
We can critique Tomlin as a coach. I know people don't like when we make it personal with Tomlin, at least bosses typically don't, but this is one thing that makes me think less of him as a man. How do you not know who cuts your grass?
Let me ask you this question. Do you think Mike, because he and his wife are both busy, she's got her own business, might have somebody who like is, you know, like not a professional chef who cooks and meal preps for them sometimes.
Yeah, yep.
Do you think Mike knows that person's name?
I hope he does. Think about it. The guy that cuts his grass.
I'm willing to bet that he doesn't.
The guy that cuts his grass, he's got to be getting not only a lot of money for that, but I would think there's a nice bonus at the end of the year. You know, you tip the person off nice. People that do services for you, you should treat like gold. And just because you're a multimillionaire or billionaire doesn't mean you don't have a relationship with those people.
How many hours
you should.
Do you think Mike sleeps? 5? Maybe? During the season?
I think you can live off 3 or 4.
So you think he probably lives off the least amount possible? That would suggest that he's probably at the facility till all hours.
Yeah.
Comes home.
Right.
Sleeps from maybe, I don't know, just spitball here, 12 midnight to 4 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Gets up and is back in his car by 4:30.
Right.
When would he see these people?
I don't know. What is he doing in June?
Probably going to like 18. Well, wait a minute. I'm trying to do the math here. He's probably like doing dad stuff.
Dad stuff? That's his break and he doesn't know during that summer month who's cutting his grass?
No, probably
not. It's a terrible job by him. I can't believe you're actually trying to defend him here.
I'm defending him partly because it's just so foreign to have anybody but me cut my grass. Very blue-collar guy.
You should look down on him for that then.
Well, no,
and say,
I mean,
man,
if I
should cut his own grass.
If I made $17 million a year, I wouldn't cut my grass.
Really?
Unless I like had
I think
a gigantic,
you still might, man.
Unless I had a gigantic swath of property and it was like therapeutic.
That's what I was just
going
to say. Maybe it's a little therapeutic. You get time to yourself.
I'll tell you what. I've seen videos of people who live in like Dallas who have Bermuda grass who like cut it down to like the perfect edge. It's like weirdly mesmerizing to watch somebody. Like they're doing an edge down to the curb and it's like within a half an inch. Insane. Anyway.
Donnie, who cut the grass at your house growing up? Was it you or was it your dad?
My dad took more pride in his grass than a guy that would cut at an MLB ballpark.
So that's what I'm talking
about. So he's got to look down on Tomlin for this comment.
How many different mowers did your
dad have? He absolutely
has to. Did he have more than one? Did he have like a special mower for certain grass or whatever? Or like a true manual mower?
I mean, he would do, like, we had like a bigger yard because like we lived out like sort of in the boonies. So like, he would do most of the job with like the riding mower. But then for like the nooks and crannies.
Oh, he was edging.
Yeah.
Well, you know what my parents would
get out, like, the weed whacker, or you get the push mower out?
It does, in a sexual context.
I would help him as I got older, but then he would just get mad at me. What?
I thought edging meant something else, and because half of our YouTube chat are degenerates who make jokes about that literally all the time.
Oh, God.
I just said, yes, there's an obvious connotation. No, You ever have to get those little like weed whackers where you'd get down your hands and knees and have to like cut the edge of the grass there where the mower wouldn't go?
Yes. Yeah.
My parents would make me do that as a kid because the mower wouldn't go over the sidewalk and be able to cut it. I'd be down on my hands and knees when I was like 9 years old when they thought I wouldn't cut my fingers off with these stupid little things. I can still hear the sound they made, and I'd have to go over the entire area. It would take like an hour to do my whole like border of my house.
Yeah, all I would ever get trusted with is like weed whacking because if the lines weren't perfect, he was going to be upset.
Fred in South Fayette makes a good point. He says, more ripping the head honcho of the Steelers. There goes that press pass for Jeff Hathorn. Sorry, Jeff.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.